Audio is now live.
The audio is now live.
Or as Duke would say, I am recording.
Get ready for pre-show banter.
In fact, Mel had just been saying that right now, weren't they?
Hold on. Chenny's just arrived.
No. Oh, shit. Right. God, help us. Right, here we go. Hang on, let me turn this background music shit off. Right, here we go. Professional, this, isn't it? Really professional.
Background shit, we'll just turn it off now.
It gets better each week, doesn't it? Alright, here we go.
Hold on. Wait
for it.
Deep breath.
Let the anxiety build.
Goose Rabba.
Yeah. Okay, namaste. Let's go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 473 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is May 6th, 2018, and I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter and Murphy's Law on Xbox Live. We have a fantastic show today. A very lovely group of people joining me on the podcast today. Quick introductions real quickly, and then we'll dive into the bits. We've got Miss Kim Woods on the podcast.
Howdy, hi.
We have Mr. Mark Wright on the podcast, spinning the discs and wearing the tin cups.
Wiki, wiki, wow, wow, hello.
And last but not least, Four Eyes Robin Tate.
Nerd. Yeah, okay, look, I'll take this tablecloth off now, right, if you're going to keep on going this way. Yeah, the gingham's coming off, for God's sake. Four Eyes, cheeky bastard. What can you do? Good evening, hello, it's Robin Tate here, and I am in Ballymena, and I'm in Northern Ireland, and Greg DeLacy has got off his ass and is hosting the show where he should be for once. So,
yeah.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, Robin. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're listening to this for the first time, we are a video game podcast, also a life podcast. We consider ourselves more mature and wiser, but clearly that is not the case. But at the end of the day, we are all about having fun and just talking about things that, they involve our lives. Video games a big part of that, so a big chunk of this podcast is about that. You can tune in every week. On Sundays at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast. Just dial up twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast. Or if you are dealing with the old YouTubes, youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast, because we had to make it difficult.
YouTube's fault, wow.
It is. It really is. Yeah. And they're probably going to issue us a strike just because we complained about them. Shout out to a new Twitch follower, Boss Wave Pilch. Boss Wave Pilch. He is following us as he should because we are leaders and he is a follower. Just kidding, Pilch. All right. What should we talk about here? Should we talk about some birthdays? Robin, do we have anybody that's having a birthday sometime soon? I feel like I know
some. We have two people that are having birthdays. And two only. We have got Danny Zanix. Dan, how are you, buddy? You can follow Danny at his new Twitter handle. That's at that DDA guy. And his birthday is tomorrow. And Danny Zanix will be 78 years old, and he doesn't look a day over 60. Danny, happy birthday to you. We also have our regular participant, Kevin Fye, 1985. Kevin Fairweather, his birthday is on the 8th of May, and he is 14. And that's it.
That's it. No other birthdays to speak of. Not a one. I mean,
okay. There is one more.
Come on, be kind. Be kind to your family member, Robin. Let's talk about your son.
So, Mark Wright will be. It's really bad, actually. He will be 48 years old. Now, that's frightening. No, it really is.
I've told you, I'll be 30 years old.
18 years ago.
Well, happy birthday. You're going to be 48.
48, fucking hell. Yeah,
on
nearly
the 9th
15,
of May,
yeah.
My son will be 18. That's easy math to do then. Yeah. So you're 48 and he's 18. So, goodness. Mm. Wow.
Yeah, getting old.
Birthday plans, Mark? What happens on...
Jenny's booked tickets for us to go to see Avengers Infinity War in the afternoon. So I'll go in the afternoon while the kids are at school, so it'll be nice and quiet and no annoying kids kicking the back of your chair or anything. So looking forward to that.
What do you think?
Yeah. So apart from that, not a lot really. We might call it somewhere on the way home for something to eat. A cheeky Nando's or something.
We'll be somewhere. Oh, right, well, cheeky Nando's. I had a cheeky Nando's the other day. One of my engineers brought me into a cheeky Nando's on Friday, and I had a quinoa salad?
Quinoa salad, yeah.
Oh, that was avocado and little pieces of seeds that I keep on seeing on a regular basis.
Yeah. It's been a sweet call.
Well, look, happy birthday, Mark, and happy birthday, Kevin, and happy birthday, Dan. I hope you have a great week. I'd just like to mention about birthdays. We've had a 10-year-old's birthday who was 10 almost a week ago, and his birthday seems to have stretched right out. It's coming on nearly 10 days. It's going to finish off. We have a bouncy castle obstacle course, this massive friggin' thing in our garden.
Right.
We've had a birthday party last weekend, and his friends are coming tomorrow for another birthday party. And I've got a slush machine that I brought home from work. So there's slush going on for the kids. There's bouncy castles. There's all. Oh my goodness! What is it with birthdays getting extended? I mean, Mark's the same. He's already.
I've taken a week off work. Mate.
Taking a week off.
Yeah, well, too fucking right.
I think people are starting to adopt my birthday principle. This is really what it boils down to.
What is it?
Your birthday principle is this: you celebrate your birthday on your birthday. However, you can have up to a week before your birthday and a week after your birthday to claim it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Is that not a female thing?
A female thing is a birthday month. At least we just do a week.
That's what it is.
Is that right, Kim?
That's what it is.
No.
I'm looking
female
to get
thing.
My birthday. No,
a female thing is a birthday period.
No.
Is that like a gym period?
The gym period thing again.
So Robin, by the way.
Stride. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, with the kids all converging on your house right now, I'm going to quote Field of Dreams, a fantastic movie. If you build it, they will come.
They will come. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. I don't know why, but I've actually based talks when I've been talking to people on that. When I had an internet company before the internet was called the internet years ago, and I was asked to come along to talk to various different companies about websites, which would never catch on, that was a quote I used. And I actually used a PowerPoint slide of that movie up there to say, you know, at this stage, if you build it, they will come. And yeah, corny, I know, but yeah, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant movie. Yeah.
Speaking of brilliant things, Kim.
Yes.
I'm going to put you to work a little bit here. Okay. We have 3 iTunes reviews.
Indeed. So I'm guessing you would like me to read those?
You are so smart.
Yeah, well, it's the bear. Anyway, we do have 3 reviews, and the first one is from Bobbins. It says, great down-to-earth show with a mix of hosts who satisfy all gaming appetites. It's genuine people talking and enjoying gaming with a great community to boot. Whether it's motivation, help, or someone to play with you, You can find it all here.
Well done, Bubbins.
Yes. Oh, before warned, I think my brother just showed up on a motorcycle, so there might be more noise in the background. Anyway, review number two is from Hardly Dan. One of the best gaming podcasts available with a great community. They have great chats, ideas, and competitions. The chemistry between the hosts makes for great for a reliably fun show, and if you want to get involved, you can join the chat whilst the podcast is being recorded on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. 10 out of 10. Would listen again. Thanks, Dan.
Cheers, Dan.
I'll send the booze by later for, you know, putting that in there. And last but not least, reviews from Ginger Balls. Boy, do I love saying that name, I'm telling you.
Ginny's brother. We met, didn't we, Robin? We met him the other week at the arcade club.
It gets stuck in your teeth. You smile and go, what's that ginger thing? Oh, I remember.
Anyway, he says, this show is fantastic. There's heaps of reviews, tips, recommendations, and along with this, you're entertained by some fabulous hosts who mix the show up a bit by changing host roles and give a huge amount of their time and effort to provide a great show. Big fan of the quiz, too. Love from Ginger Balls.
Thanks, Bob.
Cheers, Pete.
Yeah, thank you, Ginger Balls. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Bobbins.
Because of that, we're changing the quiz.
God damn it. I was winning, too. So, you know.
All right. Well, we really do appreciate, by the way, the iTunes reviews. They do help us get more visibility out there. So, look, if you're out there and you're listening to the podcast and you like what you're hearing and you're doing it on a platform that does allow you to give reviews, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, wherever, even the YouTubes, give us a review. We really would appreciate it. So that being said, Mr. Mark Wright, I believe we have a sound clip to lead us into the next segment.
Everyone here loves stories.
I always feel like that should just go on a little bit longer. Right. Like I'm missing
I can make
a
it longer if you want.
Bit of it. I've heard that before. All right.
Wait, this is the level of our show tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
It's as good as it gets, people. Right. It's as good as it gets.
Herb jokes.
Look,
speaking of
time.
Which, landscaping.
Yes. Landscaping is not have anything to do with pubic hair. So my week's been a little crazy. We have had our backyard being re-landscaped, so we're putting in a big waterfall fountain area, and then we're redoing a bunch of the plants and stuff. So that's been all going on. And on top of that, we were getting ready to have a dinner party. It was really more like a wine party with a bunch of our neighbors.
You mean a pistol?
So pretty much. Yeah. All the kids, no kids were allowed. Yeah. We were like, you know, this is going to be adult time only.
Pool on the table. Put your keys in there.
Yeah. The best part was, though, all the neighbors were, you know, walking distance. So we didn't have to worry about anybody driving drunk. So, I mean, we could let the hair down and have some fun. The thing that happened that really threw us for a bit. So we put our son, his daycare center does every month. They do a couple days out of the month that they'll have an overnight sleepover where they'll take the kids in, allow parents to get, you know, kind of a 24-hour, 48-hour period without having the kid around so they can get some adult time in, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a really fantastic service they offer. And so they do it at the first day of the month, and then they do it on the third weekend of the month. And so we've been planning this party for over a month and a half. So we had him signed up to it. Cindy is picking him up Friday. She's talking to the people at the daycare center, and she's like, all right, well, we'll see you guys tomorrow for sleepover. And so then yesterday we get Colin all packed up for a sleepover. We drive him down and we are literally just getting out of the car, unloading everything. And the gal walks out of the daycare center. She's like, somebody didn't tell you, but we canceled all the sleepovers for the month of May. We're like, ooh. What? So suddenly we're in scramble mode trying to find a sitter last minute. Thankfully, we were able to. So we got the gal to come and babysit Colin, and it all worked out fine. But talk about kind of throwing your plans into a bit of a tizzy at the last moment.
I know that. We have been struggling with trying to get cover for Glenn, and we've only managed to do that, and it's been so hard. He had a girl that took him once every 4 weeks to give us a weekend off, and she kind of retired or stopped doing it, moved away, and she's had him since he was four. He's 14 now, And when she stopped in October, we had no cover. And it's only there a month ago that we got a weekend away from Glenn. It's not, he's not a bad lad, but there's an awful lot of work involved in looking after him, as you know.
Right.
So thankfully that's fallen into place. But yeah, we know what it's like that. You need that. You need that wee bit of time.
Yeah. You need a break once in a while.
Is that the time?
Indeed.
But yeah, so the party went off swimmingly. Had a really nice time last night. Drank a lot of wine.
Okay. So you arrived. Okay, and some people brought wine. Now, did people bring good wine or bad wine? Was it cheapies or
decent? Yeah. So this was the fun part about this. So probably about 3 months back, we had been going to a home and garden show at an expo center out here. And typically speaking, this is actually where we found the contractor for our backyard renovation. So we had gone there specifically trying to find, you know, a contractor to work with. And at these home and garden shows, you get all kinds of people advertising all kinds of stuff. But usually it's focused around home and garden. Mm-hmm. However, we came across this one booth and she's like, we're doing a little bit of wine tasting for free. And we're like, okay, this is odd.
Yeah, I'm your man.
But yeah, we saddled right up. So it turns out it was an in-home service. Basically, they bring wine tasting to your home, and you can host a wine tasting party for up to 8-10 people. And so she brought 6 different types of wine, and so we basically all tried these different wines from her company, and no obligation to buy anything else. And it was like $100, so it wasn't that bad. And we just wine tasted within. What was nice was she had all the notes about the wine, so she walked us through each wine and pairings. So it made for fun.
Okay, so you didn't play Twister then? No, we
did play a game called, I think it's called Left, Right, Center. So I don't know if you've ever heard of this game before, but basically involves dice and involves money. So what you basically, if the four of us were playing, we would all have $3, okay? And you take the dice... And roll the dice, and the dice is going to come up with one of 4 things on it. It'll either say left, right, it could say center, and then it might just say safe. And so if a die comes up and says left, you have to take one of your dollars and give it to the person on the left. Huh. If the dice comes back right, you have to give it to the person on the right. And if it comes up center, you have to put it into the center pot. And the end of the game basically is everybody – the last person standing wins the pot of money in the middle. So in our case, it would be $12. The person would win $12 from the pot in the middle.
I've just written that down. That sounds like fun.
Yes. It was a load of fun. We had that was the last game we played for the night, and it went over very well. My neighbor walked away with like $60.
Oh, wow. Well, it's good to have a good night's party. Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
That's
good. Yeah, good. Absolutely. What about you, Robin? What have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been flat to the mat with work. Just absolutely crazy. I knew this was going to happen. January, February, March were pretty flat for me.
Right.
A lot of talk, a lot of getting ready for now. And beginning of April, it's taken off, and I'm in the middle of about 6 major projects at the moment, and the rest of the year is just laid out for me in front of me. So work-wise, crazy, not a lot of time. But what I am trying to do with myself is, and you've noticed this, so over the last month or two, I've kind of been analyzing where I am, and can I get more out of me? It's about being more organized. It's about getting up in the morning a bit earlier. It's about writing a list down on a piece of paper before I go to work about what I want to achieve today. And personally and privately, spending a little bit of quiet time working out where I want to go with myself before I even think about work, before I think about social media or think about anything like that there. Sitting down, cup of coffee, and 15, 20 minutes by myself thinking, well, how can I progress?
That's very organized. That sounds very.
I'm seeing results, and I'm happy with myself. Good. I'm been exercising again. Judith and I have graphed this weight loss thing on at bongosbits.com. You'll see our weekly Facebook thing, which is getting a severe amount of traction. So life is great. Unbelievably busy at work. Unbelievably busy at home because we've got a newborn baby still in the house. And
right.
Every minute. And what is it they say? Ask a busy guy to do something and you'll definitely get it done. And that's kind of where we are. Now, we got our new bathroom in. And the new bathroom buggered one of the en-suites upstairs. And it was leaking like mad over the main electricity box. And now we are... I just ordered yesterday another complete bathroom suite to refit and redo the whole one of the en-suites upstairs. So, yeah, I didn't mean to do that, but that's happening. But it'll be nice to get it done. And, of course, Judith goes, well, if we moved a door from there to there and made another room there and added this bit on, and it, yeah, we can't go to a house without completely changing it around. So, yeah, that's what we're doing at the moment. So that's happening. And I'm taking all... here as well. I'm speaking to chaps today. This was originally, this big room was a big, big garage. This room here behind me, there's another two rooms this size at each side. And it was one big, big sort of shed garage. And I've split it up into three rooms. And there are big old garage sliding doors at the front of it. And I'm getting, they're pointless now. So I'm getting those taken off and ordinary double doors put on, extra wall. And I'm going to put in a kitchen in here as well.
I think your end goal is you never have to leave your man cave.
Right.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
What I'm thinking. Yeah.
Kitchen, a shower. Well, it'll turn this room here. We'll turn this into. We'll put there's a big sofa. We're gonna make it into another bed settee sort of thing, so we can have some extra guests that can be in here, like self-contained little granny flat, if you want to call it that. Okay. So, and finally, then next weekend, because it's Joshua's 18th, we are off to Edinburgh. In Scotland, and we're going out on Friday morning, back on Sunday evening, so I won't be around next week. And we're going to see Wicked, that lovely musical that I've been down to see. We're going to take in, I think I've got bookings in, a really nice Argentinian restaurant called Gaucho. Really, really good steaks. They're in London, and they've opened in Edinburgh now. Really, really, really good. And I think on Saturday evening, we're off to one of Jamie Oliver's. If you've heard of Jamie Oliver, he's a pretty big chef over here. So we're one of his restaurants. So we've got a nice weekend planned. Just Judith, myself, Charlie, and Joshua. And just the four of us will be away. So it'll be good. So, yeah, a lot going on. Very positive. Really good. Grasping life by the bull of the horns. And I've decided not to complain any longer. No more complaints.
Yeah, because you were one of the most negative people I've ever met in my life up until right? just a week ago. Yeah.
Negativity there.
Yeah, seriously,
I'm trying to avoid moaning. I go into my office, so I go down to the office, and then you end up good in a bitching session. I'm trying to stay away from all that now. I just want to stay away from the negative vibe and just...
Okay.
Just, yeah, so I recommend it. It's good.
It's a very good... I mean... It kind of drives my wife nuts that I tend to be a little bit that way. It will work out. It will always work out. That's the way I look at it.
Well, Judith will be the same. How come you're like this? How come you don't worry about stuff? I just, whatever it will be.
There's no point in worrying about it.
I know my leg is hanging off by a thread. Don't worry about it, darling. It's just a flesh wound.
It'll be fine.
It's fine. You've got another one. Right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go and drain the main thing while you're going to do a bit more talking here. I've got to change my colostomy bag. Excuse me.
You go do that. Kim, let's talk about Squirt.
All right. It's
raining.
Right. That couldn't work out any better, I'll tell you. Yes, Squirt. She's a little kitten. There's nothing weird there. She's a little kitten that her mother has disappeared. And, well, since that I've discovered that, we've found her mother, and it's not good.
Mm.
So, and my dad, being a champ, went and got her and buried her for me this afternoon, so it was all good.
Gotcha.
So, little Squirt. She's probably a little older than a month. She's just now getting her teeth and eating solid food and stuff like that. So I took her in, and now bookmakers in Vegas are taking bets on whether or not she's going to be another house cat. So, you know.
I think the odds are exceedingly stacked against an outside cat. I think that cat is going to be your new best buddy.
Yeah, right.
Did you put it in the WhatsApp chat, Kim, or is it just on Facebook? I'm going to put a picture up for people.
It's on Facebook and
Twitter. That's not on Twitter.
Twitter, right. Yeah, it's on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. Right. She's everywhere.
I'll try to get a picture of her.
Alrighty. Yeah,
really, really cute kitten.
We've, like I said, we've named her Squirt because she's just a little bitty thing. So yeah, Squirt. It's all good.
We're talking about you, Robin, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Squirt and dribble. I mean, what?
Do you know what? Squirt. I'm sure electrical skateboard in the chat thinks, you know, it's just all about me. I'm a squirt. I am a little pussy. I'm a pussy. Meow. Stroke me.
When you say it that way. A pussy.
Oh, no. Not another one. Oh, dear. Oh,
God. But anyway, yes, aside from Squirt, there's not much else. Everything is good. Daddy's first full week's paycheck this week. I mean, I managed to pay bills, and we still had money left over.
That's always a positive.
Yeah. So, you know, not to, you know, be like Robin over there, but, you know, it's all good. I can't complain. Wait.
That's good, yeah.
Hotel.
Well, I could complain, but, you know,
all right.
No fun. Well, so, that's it for me.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to Chatty Cathy, Mr. Mark Wright.
Yeah, sorry, Lark. We've got loads of messages going backwards and forwards about this thing that happened earlier, but because I've reported it and everything.
Well, let's talk about the thing that happened earlier.
No, I don't want to. No.
All right.
Let
me recap it for the audience. Yeah. I know you don't want to talk about it. Mark was walking his dog. Another dog came up innocently, looking to, you know, make friends with Mark's dog, and Mark violently threw his dog into the mouth of the other dog. The other dog had no, I mean, the only thing it could do was bite Jasper, unfortunately. Yeah. And then, of course, Mark blamed the other owner, you know, incessantly for allowing his dog to be bitten by the other dog, and then Mark beat the other owner badly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's very accurate. Were you there, Greg? Can I have a witness statement, please?
Spike.
Yeah. No, yeah, my dog was attacked.
I'll be a witness. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'll be a witness. Amen.
I will be a witness to this this action. Sir, you're in California. Well, there's that.
Psychic. You know.
All right, well, okay. So aside from your dog did get bitten, but everything's okay.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah. Yeah, it's good, a superficial wound.
Mark, you know what? See, if you had had gun, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, you know
what? No. That's
nothing an AR-15 wouldn't have sorted out, is it, Robin?
Oh,
ow. Can't shoot the dog as it's approaching. You have to, you know.
Lead it a little.
Oh, dear. It's all, you know, round that wee town, the streets are covered in blood. They are.
Yeah, so
added a little bit to it.
Yeah, I've had a quiet week, really. I've had a few early nights, though, because I've been on a training course this week at work to do air conditioning in vehicles, so I've had to get up early and travel sort of like 40 miles away to do this training course. So I've been having early nights, so not much gaming, but I have watched a couple of decent things this week. I've watched all...
Hold on.
What?
Just leave that there, because we almost had you started the new business earlier on this week. Mark Alex.
No,
you even have the perfect name for it.
I've even got Mark Alex
Car Repair.
I know, I've got a brand name and I've got a logo and everything all in my head. Yep. It's in the planning stage. I haven't announced anything yet. But yeah.
It's one of those... Those big ramps.
I'm just gonna I might know what the logo looks like.
And
because I can't imagine it's not the same logo you use for streaming for everything, because you have this like one kind of logo that works for you.
Yeah. No, it's not actually.
It's got a wrench in it. I guarantee it's gonna have a wrench in it.
No, it hasn't, no. The company name I'm thinking about setting up isn't even anything to do with my name. It's an area thing, yeah.
You've got a brand, man.
Yeah.
Hey, if you live in the north of England and you're within 60 to 80 miles of Mark in Shipley, let him know if you would bring your car to him. Give him some encouragement.
If you want your air conditioning
ambulances, and I'm sure he could fix your car too.
Yeah. Right.
That's not what I'm offering.
Sunday mornings.
I'm offering my services as an air conditioning technician.
Escort.
So if you want, if you want your air conditioning regassing or diagnosing.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about going into, being a mobile air conditioning engineer.
Well, so, if you take
the uniform, it's going to be Ghostbusters uniform. It really is. The air conditioning backpack on your back. Yeah. Let's get them.
In fact, now that Robin has said that, you actually need to change your car into the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ecto-1. Yeah.
Yep. Don't cross streams.
Yeah. Fridge over.
Okay.
Anyway, so, sorry. Yes, you were saying.
Future ventures out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the real seriousness. You finally saw Black Panther.
Yeah, but I've already lined up a video for the other one. So I'll talk about one first.
Let's talk about a diet. It's a diet. A four-letter word.
Yeah, so
it is a four-letter word, actually.
I have watched a Netflix series. There's two seasons. They're only 26 minutes long each. There's 10 episodes in each, so it doesn't take long to get through them. It's called Santa Clarita Diet. I didn't really know what this was about. It stars Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant, who I like, and he was in Justified.
Yeah.
And he did the Hitman movie a while ago. But Danny, who used to be Xanax, Danny died again. Dan Tilson, whose birthday is 2 days before mine, by the way. he put me onto this. And basically it's a...
Zombies.
It's like a comedy horror type thing. And it's really funny. It's really good. Nathan Fillion's in it. For a little bit.
Oh, all right. And you're selling me.
Yeah,
you're selling me.
And he's hilarious in this. You don't see much of him in the later episodes. He gets ahead of himself. A little bit of an in-joke there. You'll find out when you watch it. But yeah, it's really good. Basically, Drew Barrymore... It's not a spoiler, it's because it's in the trailer. She's undead. She becomes undead. So they have to work out why she's become undead. And they have to keep her fed. Before she goes feral and keep her sort of like at bay, so they go around hunting bad guys down to kill and eat, because they won't kill any innocent people. But yeah, it's just hilarious, absolutely hilarious. I highly recommend it.
This was not at all, by the way, what I thought this was.
No, exactly. Neither did I. I thought it was something like Sex in the City at first when I saw the title.
I actually thought you were going to be talking about a new diet you were starting.
Yeah. Yeah, to compete with Robin. No.
Fresh meat. Yeah, that's what it is. All fresh meat diet. It's a bit like the Atkins diet, but generally the thing that you're eating is alive.
But yeah, it's hilarious. Highly recommend it. And yeah, I finally seen Black Panther. Yay! And I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. One of the best Marvel movies, I thought. Is that what you thought too, Greg?
It is really good. It is very good.
Yeah, I really loved it.
It deserved the hype it got. My only, the only thing I kind of wish, and this is going to sound horrible the way I'm going to say it now, but I'm going to say it anyway. I wish it didn't get hyped up for as much of the political overtone stuff that was happening at the time as much as it got hyped up on the merits of the movie, because it is a fantastic movie. It certainly makes some social commentary statements, but on its own, it stands up really well.
Yeah.
Not just the Marvel Universe, but as a good action movie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've sort of like overlooked all the sort of like political side of it, but yeah, it's and Michonne with no hair, that is a sight to behold. Yeah. She was brilliant in this.
So, yeah. She is. I mean, she's always looked ripped and cut, and she continues that to a T.
Yeah, but it's interesting how sort of like and I always wondered where sort of like the special metals came from in the Marvel Universe, and now we know. Is this vibranium, is this same as the adamantium what's on Wolverine's body? And
you just answered your own question.
Did I? Is it the same?
Adamantium is not the same as vibranium.
All right, okay. So what about Captain Shield? That's vibranium, isn't it?
That is made for vibranium.
Okay, I thought so,
I bet it's aluminium.
Aluminium. Yeah, so that's aluminum. Me for this week.
Aluminum.
Aluminum. So yeah, I'm all set for Avengers now. I've caught up on all the movies now. Avengers on Wednesday, booked in 3 o'clock. Excellent. Me and my wife can't wait.
I have stayed away from spoilers. So if you do try to leak spoilers, because I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see it,
everything.
I will kill you.
No, I keep seeing on Facebook. As soon as I see something Avengers with Facebook, I just scroll as quick as I can.
Yep.
I've seen it. I'm going to spoil it.
No, you don't know it.
Tend to just like ditch Robin.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's good. You'll enjoy it.
I can easily turn Robin off. There we go. Missing in action. There we go. Robin's off.
All right. So outside of all of that, anything else, Mark?
No. Pretty boring week, apart from a training course.
Let's talk about some good stuff. <That's another one.
laughs> Yep.
Here's the par.
Are we on now?
Yeah, I think we're talking about games.
All right, okay. That's me then. Sorry. I was too busy laughing at Robin. It's game time. Day I feel like playing computer games.
It's game time. Robin, what if I told you there were games out there that if you subscribe to a service, you would get included with that service at no additional cost? How excited would you be about those games?
Goodness, I would just run around this room naked.
Please don't.
Well, then we're not going to talk about that.
that sounds really good. And if I pay for something that I was paying for anyway and get even more stuff, that's extra value. Wow. We like a bit of value.
We do like a bit of value. So that's why we're talking games with benefits. Ooh. So games with benefits. Basically, every month, PSN, Xbox Live, their subscription services give games with the inclusion. We also now have Twitch Prime giving games included. So there's lots of games that are they're available as part of the services we all are already paying for. So we want to start highlighting those. That's what we're doing here. So this month's choices for our games with benefits that we're all going to try and make an attempt to play at least one of these games. On the Xbox One, Vanquish is coming. So that was actually a 360 game, but it was one that was underappreciated, I think, by a lot. So we're going to re-highlight that game. And we're also going to highlight Rayman because that's another really underappreciated platformer. And that's coming to PS4. And I don't think we know what the Twitch games yet are.
We do. Totally wrong. Yeah, but we do, but
we're not selecting that as part of our games with benefits. Is that correct?
We can do if you want.
Yeah. I mean, we could. It all depends on what's going to be on there.
Gone Home. Yeah, Gone Home.
Walking Simulator.
Cluster Truck.
Maybe that should be Cluster Truck.
Right.
Yes. Maybe it should be Cluster Truck.
Cluster Truck. Nice and simple. Something simple and sweet. Yeah, that's good. I like the way you whizzed through that. That's a good idea. Hmm.
Yeah. So real quickly, though, we should talk about all the games that are going to be available for the month of May. On Xbox One, Super Mega Baseball 2. This actually is launching on Xbox Live Gold, which is kind of, you don't see a lot of games launch. The last one that I really kind of know of that launched on a service like this was Rocket League. So obviously, Super Mega Baseball 2, hoping to get the same kind of traction. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, also coming to Xbox One this month. Some old 360 titles, of course. We've got Vanquish, and then the Sega Vintage Collection. So if you liked old Sega games, Streets of Rage is going to be part of that, the Sega Vintage Collection of Streets of Rage. I guess that is the game.
I think there's all three versions, 1, 2, and 3. So
okay, that's why it's a collection. I was trying to figure out what the collection part was coming in. It's a game. PlayStation Plus this month, you've got Beyond Two Souls, that would kind of get you ready for Detroit Become Human, Rayman Legends, and then a couple PS3 titles that are coming out. Risen
Legends.
3.
I've been calling that Legends. Damn, it's one word. It's not two words. It's not like that. I thought it was Legends. It's
called Eat Them, coming out to the PS3. And then we've got King Oddball on PS Vita and Furman's also on PS Vita. Twitch Prime games this month. We already mentioned Gone Home. Psychonauts also coming. High Hell, which I've never heard of. I Hope. And Cluster Truck, which is going to be our game that we're going to highlight. And then Titan Souls, So all of those games came coming to Twitch Prime, which basically means if you are an Amazon Prime member and you have a Twitch account, you will get these games for free.
I hope those Psychonauts gone home, because my Titan Souls in high hell.
Well done, Robin. Well done. That earns you, by the way, Robin, the lead into the actual games we have been playing. So talk to me. What have you been playing this past week?
Crazy busy, but I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the Red Dead Redemption trailer that came out this week. It put me in the mood to put on the new fancy
Can we discuss the trailer right quick before you move on? Do you want to discuss the trailer?
We can do it all at the same time. We can do it all together.
We can. Sure.
So so I thought I'll fire up Red Dead Redemption from the beginning again. For some reason or another, I don't know why, I never pulled over my save file, but no matter, because it's wonderful. The beginning of it on the X and upscaled and everything, it does look a wee bit not 2018, but it still looks fantastic. Right. And playing on the train, and I just keep on thinking of Westworld. Westworld got that bit with the train from Red Dead Redemption, and you're sitting there, and I didn't actually realize that Bonnie was on the train at the front. She's sitting on the train as you're on your way in as well. So it's the first time you see Bonnie. And then the old bigoted old little women chatting with each other, and the minister or priest and his daughter. She a daughter asking awkward questions. Really interesting. And John Marston sitting there sucking this all in. And of course, you know at the beginning that the very first time I played it, the guys that brought him onto the train were not sort of, well, they weren't bad guys, but they were marshals forcing him onto the train. And it's nice to do that again. So I played Red Dead for probably about an hour and a half. So I got the train and I got to Bonnie and we've done a few things around with Bonnie, you know, the races and shooting things, that there's sort of the tutorial part of it. And it is just wonderful. It just the scope of the story that I know is there is fabulous. And I actually feel like playing it all again. Because I'll never remember it all, but it's just looking at the map and all the fun that I had in that brilliant world. I hope they can recreate this fire and this magic again with this new one with the trailer running now. And maybe you want to talk more. Maybe you have studied it in depth. But I'm really looking forward to it. Isn't it October it comes? October 26th. Time?
26th of October, yeah.
October.
So, thoroughly looking forward to Red Dead 2.
So I'm excited for Red Dead Redemption 2, but I'm going to be honest. I'm never a fan of prequels. I don't like prequel movies. I don't like prequel games. I like my stories progressing in terms of the history and what's going on. I don't like playing stuff that's like, you know, set in the past already, and I already know the outcome of the main character down the road. So it's one of my disappointments, I have to admit, when I, you know, they revealed the Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer, and I was kind of like, okay, it is for sure a prequel. So it is most definitely a prequel. You know, we can talk, I guess, a bit about
I think it had to be, though, didn't it? Because Red Dead Redemption was right at the end of a sort of like Wild West when it was all sort of like changing, wasn't it? 1912, wasn't it?
A prequel per se, though. It could have been a you know, something in parallel, just with different characters in a different area of the U.S. I mean, you know, they could have gone a lot of other ways. But they decided to stick with the Marston kind of timeline and character interaction. So you're playing it looks like you're playing the role of Dutch, who was basically one of Marston's partners.
He was a gang leader, wasn't he? Yeah.
Right. There's not a whole lot that gets revealed in the trailer. I think they allude to some bits and bobs that you'll be able to do in the game, certainly. We do see John Marston at one point in the game. He's being held at knife point, and
he's got
you can
fresh
see
fresh stitches.
Fresh stitches on his face from claw marks that he got. That later on in Red Dead Redemption, you see John Marston with scars across his face. So we will likely get the answer to how he got those scars, which, I mean, all indications are it's some kind of animal wound, right? probably, I'm going to say a bear.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're maybe going to...
Could have been that cock what attacked Robin.
Could have been a crazy angry cock, yes. Yeah. But I have a feeling they're going to steal a little bit from... Oh, God, what was the movie? It came out about 2 years back. And all these are escaping now. Is a story of a guy that gets attacked by a giant grizzly bear.
Oh, yeah.
Revenant?
Yeah, Revenant. Yeah.
Yes.
DiCaprio. Revenant.
I hope not. Yeah. Fuck that.
Well, I mean, the whole game won't be about that, but obviously I'm thinking maybe, you know, a bit of where Marston gets attacked. Maybe they rip a little bit from that.
Wouldn't it be awesome if it turned out that John Marston was a robot? A robot?
Yeah, like I would love to see them just shift like that and make this into Westworld. That would be amazing.
So imagine the Undead Nightmare DLC. What if they did a Westworld DLC as well? Wouldn't that be awesome? And you shot them and the wires were popping up their heads and stuff. And they were drinking milk and it was popping out of their stomach. I would like that. I'll buy that DLC now. That excites me more than the game. Look, the thing that they have to get right, like Red Dead, is a story that actually makes sense and characters that we buy into.
Yeah.
Because the world is gorgeous. Yeah. They just need to upscale the one that they have right now and make it a bit better.
Well,
but
if they're using in-game engine for that trailer, the game is going to look amazing because that trailer looks superb.
They did say, I saw something here the other day, they did say there was gameplay in the trailers. So
that makes sense. I think a lot of what you saw easily could have been in game. It wasn't all just cutscene. So I buy that.
So Red Dead Redemption. That's what I've had time for this week.
Okay.
And Red Dead.
Indeed, I'm ready.
Well, if Kim is ready, then Kim, why don't you just talk?
Alrighty. Actually, I've got a little bit done. I finished Never Alone. I still have to go back and find some of the some of the owls that have the history to them. I don't know, I think I'm missing like three. So that was done. I think I'm getting to the end of Ratchet and Clank, so that was good. So it was kind of time. I finished Never Alone, so I thought, well, time to start something else. And I've been hearing, you know, Tank Top talk about Oxenfree, and it's kind of been in the back of my head for a while to kind of get started on it. I thought, well, what the hell? I'm on a roll with these little, you know, shorter games, and I thought, well, we'll give it a shot. So I started it up the other night.
You'll get Oxenfree, Kim. I think you will. You'll get it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I started it the other night, and I have to say, it's I knew going into it there was some sort of supernatural creepy thing going on with it.
Right.
It's by far a little more creepy than I thought. I mean, it's not like Everlast where it jumps out at me and like I'm going to be scared shitless or anything like that. But it is a tad bit creepier than I anticipated. But it's cool. I'm enjoying it. Right now, I'm on my way to rescue Rin. I already went and rescued the bitch. What was her name? The brother's girlfriend. I can't remember her name.
I know you're talking about, obviously. But
Valley Girl.
I'm attempting to rescue Ren first, though.
Yeah. Oh, I thought about it.
You have the choices. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now after seeing what happened when you went to rescue her, I kind of wondered if I shouldn't have. But because that was something. It was definitely, to use the word I put on Twitter, it was a mindfuck a little bit. Because, just things did not go exactly as you thought. And then they went worse somehow. So... So yeah, but it's probably gonna get worse, isn't it? Oxenfree. I'm like I said, I haven't got very far, but I'm enjoying it so far. So I recommend it.
It is sort of a ghosty. It's like a Scooby Doo mystery sort of thing. You can imagine 100%. That a little bit more serious sort of thing. Yep. You know, not completely Scooby Doo, but it is that, you know, or Goonies sort of feel to it a wee bit as well. So it's cool, but there's a wee bit of histrionics in it as well about the war and submarines and what happened, and then it gets this mystical bit that goes on. I've been watching the stream right now and remembering some of these things, but I really enjoyed my time with it. I thought it was a great little game. I don't know if it deserved all the plaudits that it got, because people say the best thing since sliced bread, but it is very, very well worth a play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're saying about the history. I was kind of glad I paid attention to some of that when you got to playing Hangman. That was a little.
Yes, right. I remember.
Yeah. That, yeah. I was like, holy shit. I didn't expect that to happen, but all right. You know. So, yeah. Oxenfree. And it was free here, what, a couple months ago? So, I mean.
Yeah, and, yes. and it's in that Game Pass thing as well. And, yep. and it was free on PlayStation, I think, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, give it a shot because I had a couple people come up to me after I posted the deal on Twitter thinking, wanting to know what I thought about it. And now they're wanting to try it because of what I thought. So, you know.
Wow. Look at your fans.
Our new game reviewer, Kim Woods.
I have a following now, apparently. So, yeah, Oxenfree. You know, I don't know how long it is. I think the internet said like 5 hours or 13 hours if you want to go back and get everything. So, if you're looking for something short, you know, Oxenfree, right. go for it. That's it.
All right. Cool. Well, Mark.
Yep.
Let's talk.
Yeah, I did a second playthrough of Late Shift this week. I tried choosing different options. Well, I did choose different options and went a different path. I got a completely different ending. A few more achievements popped, and it was, it was very different because one of the things I did was knowing what this guy has got in his safe. I chose a different path, and it cut a lot of out from my first playthrough. It shortcutted a lot. The outcome was pretty bad for a certain person who got killed, but yeah, very interesting. I'm gonna keep playing through until I've got all the achievements. I think.
Okay, so on this one, so because I've got a couple of endings. Yeah. So did you get arrested in one?
Yeah.
You've that one happened.
Yeah.
And then as I've had one that had been arrested. And the girl. And then there's one that I walk away sort of hand in hand with her with a load of money as well.
Right.
So. Yeah, I think there's seven odd different endings. Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about it here, but there's so many different endings. You can't really spoil it.
I would be curious to see if the developer has, like, this is the canon quote-unquote ending. This is the way, like, the ideal ending, which I have to imagine is walking hand-in-hand away with the girl and the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That seems like that is the best ending you could get. Yeah. But I'm curious to know what the developer might have as far as, like, what they deem to be the ending, and then of course you have all your variations of just the, you know, because you made other choices.
Yeah. Cool. Very good. Right. So I highly recommend it. If you've got Game Pass, it's in there, so you can play it as part of your Game Pass subscription. If not, I don't think it's that expensive. It's on iOS as well. It's on Steam. So yeah, highly recommend it. The other game I've played is a bit more Guns Galore and Cannoli. Which our lovely Robin bought for me and Greg.
That's
some nice cannoli. I beat the sewer rat after a few more goes. I went back to it a fresh mind, and after sort of like watching a few YouTube videos of where people sort of like stand more often rather than just winging it. I got it down and managed to kill him. He's a dirty rat. And now I've got to the final boss, and he's kicking my ass. So I've not been back to it since I got to the final boss.
And Zeppelin.
I haven't got to the Zeppelin bit yet. He's still kicking my ass without the Zeppelin. Because as well as him running around shooting you, there's all the zombies coming at you as well. It's them baseball dudes, not the football dudes what do me. They run into you and you go flying like 15 feet in the air.
So the cannoli is your health.
Yeah, you pick up a cannoli and it chomps on it and goes, that's some good cannoli.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It is really good. Great animation. It's very cartoony 2D style. Some of the death animations are hilarious. When you shoot the zombies, the head pops off and there's blood spitting everywhere and it's fantastic. So yeah, really good.
I might have to give it a go.
Yeah,
I might. Really I'm watching the stream right now. It looks like it's good fun.
It is hilarious.
There's a great little couch co-op multiplayer mode to it as well, Mark.
Yeah, you can have two, five or six players, can't you?
Yeah. And sit down and play that with Jay. It's good fun.
Yeah, it's a shame it's not online because you could jump in and help me.
There's a great little hidden gem. Yeah, glad I found that one.
Yeah, so that's me really for this week. Not much else done.
And what about you, Mr.
Yeah, what about you, Greg? I want to hear about this new super-duper PC Master Race game you've been playing.
All right, well, let's dive into Battletech. I have been playing a ton of BattleTech this past week. It has become my go-to game to play while I'm working, which is a very odd thing to say on one hand. But because it's a turn-based game, I can get away with just doing one action and just letting it sit. I don't, there's no timer. There's nothing that's forcing me to make another move until I make it. So BattleTech, if you're not familiar with the BattleTech universe, it's the future, where wars are waged between corporations and worlds, and they use these giant mechs as part of their frontline assault. But really, you play the role of kind of I don't want to say it's a little bit of a trope, but I mean, it's you're the fledgling person that's brought on board to a mercenary team and
you're a rookie.
You're the rookie, but yeah. It's a better way to put it. There's a big RPG element to this game that I really didn't quite understand at first. I didn't quite get. And to be honest, the game's first impressions, I wasn't 100% sold. I was kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm really going to enjoy this or not. But the initial character creator sets the stage for a bunch of other stuff. In essence, you make some choices, kind of like Mass Effect. When you're doing your character creation, you do your backstory. And as you play the game, there are going to be interactions with other crew members, other individuals outside of your crew, that your backstory will come into play sometimes. And you'll see choices of what you can say to them. And based on that, that may impact what direction you choose and what direction your crew goes. And of course, your backstory can come into play, and you'll see it kind of highlighted where it'll say, your origin story. This is an origin story answer. There's a lot of depth to this game, so there's that. There is an entire part of this game that is completely like XCOM, the new remake of XCOM, in that it's turn based. You're moving your mechs, your squad, if you will, one person at a time. You're attacking in turn. There is all kinds of back end numbers happening in terms of initiatives and armor versus weapons and damage a plasma, a PPC rifle basically will do against your armor, or ballistic missiles and ballistic ammo. So it's a lot. I don't want to nerd into it right on the podcast and go too in depth on it, but know that this is a very deep game, but it has a pretty straightforward, simplistic UI to where I felt like I could jump into it pretty easily. But then as you get into managing your team, you're going to have resources. There's a bunch of resource management. There's upgrades that you could do for your mechs and your pilots. The interesting thing about the game is that kind of like XCOM, you upgrade your pilots, and by upgrading them, they'll gain some new abilities, like being able to multi-target, a number of mechs at the same time. Your mechs, you can upgrade, kind of similar to XCOM again, in that, through a little bit of research and/or usually it's salvaging other mechs, you can kind of pull parts from those mechs and basically build a new mech using those parts. The real challenge of this game is when you decide you want to refit a mech or change out its loadout, right? So maybe you don't like the fact that you have medium lasers on your mech. You want to do some long-range lasers and make this more of a sniper. You can't just go into a battle and right before the battle change your mech around. Because when you refit a mech, it literally takes weeks in game time.
I'm going to say, does it use a turn up? But it's even longer than that.
Yeah, no. And what's crazy is in the meantime, so there's I survived a mission. I had one mech left that was of good standing, and everything else was having to be refit and repaired. And literally, we were talking 25 days for the closest to one of my mechs being made available again. So I was having to wait, and I couldn't engage in another mission. Well, the entire time I'm waiting, and this happens relatively quick, but you know, real time in the game is happening as well. I have expenses. I have crew expenses. I have ship expenses, and that's all coming off of my you know, kind of nest egg of money. And so I'm getting updates from the operations officer, and he's saying, hey, funds are getting critically low. And so kind of like XCOM again of, you know, you have your funds, and then as the month rolls by, you get a monthly report and update on how much money you have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This sounds like a job.
It is a little bit of a job, but the fun is, you know, a bit of the managing of all of this. What really is different between XCOM and BattleTech is in BattleTech, you take on jobs to earn money. So, you know, there's going to be contracts out there, mercenary contracts that you take on. And, you know, depending upon how difficult it is, you're going to need better, bigger mechs to try and take that on. And if you're not taking on contracts, you're not earning money. So unlike in XCOM, when the month would go by, you would get kind of all the countries would pitch money in and you would get kind of a salary from that. Here, the month can pass and you literally will get no new money. And so you have to go out and get a contract. And sometimes you're going to have to risk going out and trying to, you know, basically complete a contract understaffed. You're not going to have enough mechs to go out onto the battlefield, but you've got to do it. Otherwise, you're basically going to get to end game. So the combat itself, I find super satisfying. The bits of the mechs all blow off when they're hit and they get destroyed. So, you know, again, it becomes very tactical in terms of how you aim, how you approach attacking other mechs. I tend to use a lot of jump jets on my mechs, so I'll actually jump them to different locations on the map to try and get higher, you know, higher cover, that kind of thing. I heard somebody else talking about when their mech was severely damaged on the left side. They were kind of exposed, if you will, on the left side of their mech. They purposely reoriented their mech to, in a sense, kind of be just facing the right side of their mech towards the enemy. And that is a viable strategy because you have armor that, you know, that unless the other mech moves around, they're not going to be able to hit the weakened left side. They're going to hit the right side of your mech. So lots of little nuance to it, but it is super fun. And if you like turn-based strategy type games, BattleTech is kind of knocking it out of the park. I really enjoy it.
Okay, well, so, I don't think it's my cup
PC
of tea.
Only.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. But it looks interesting, but they are. Yeah. If you're into that, but that's not my... You love this sort of thing, so...
I do. I do love my turn-based strategy. I've never been a real-time strategy person. I like turn-based strategy. And this, again, right in that ballpark. Anyway, so shifting gears. Last game, I actually started playing Super Mega Baseball 2. Now, I actually was in a private beta for Super Mega Baseball 2 just prior to it launching. The funny part is I had no idea this was coming to Games with Gold for the month. So I was in the beta, now have been playing it. I will say this. If you want to play a good baseball game on an Xbox... Super Mega Baseball 2 is the game to be playing.
Is that actually an oxymoron? Can you have good and baseball in the same sentence?
Yes, you can.
Oh. Really?
I've listened to a few bits about this in a few reviews, and they've said that it's the very best game of rounders in a yeah. console.
I used to love rounders at school, yeah.
It is supposed to be really, really good. So
yeah, now it's not MLB, you know, Sony's flagship baseball, you know, game. That is a very high-end, very realistic-looking baseball game. This is completely cartoony, but the mechanics of the game are all really well done, and so there's some depth in terms of, again, you can build out a roster, you can get some upgrades to your players.
Better.
But yeah, it's baseball. So if you like baseball and you've been wanting a good baseball game, RBI Baseball, that's the actual baseball game from the you know, Major League Baseball Association. That game hasn't been that good. And it still isn't that good, but this game absolutely is good. So if you like baseball,
okay. Okay. So I'm on first base. So who's on second base? No, not going there. Okay. No. So I've hit the ball, right? Okay, and I run round the rounders. Okay, I run round to one of the wee stops. If I don't make it all the way round, I can't score. But if I make it all the way round, I can have another go. Is that the way it goes?
No.
So do you score if you get home all the way around?
Yes. Yeah. So
what's the difference between that and a home run? Do you get extra points for a home run?
No. It is the same thing. So a home run is basically when you hit the ball out of the baseball park. So you get a free trip to home plate for hitting it out of the park. So you get a point. You get a run.
You run like this. I'm the man. Yeah, okay. But so you can sort of go base at a time, and you still get a point if you come all the way around.
Correct.
I didn't think you got points if you sort of snuck home. I thought you just got another go.
Yeah. No. Anytime you touch home plate, you get a point if you have not been called out.
Okay. All right.
Enough of baseball.
So who's on first base?
Who's on first base is it's news time.
Yeah.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay. I feel like I've just been talking a ton. But we do have some news. We've got some news bits. First news story, Beyond Good and Evil 2. They did a live stream showing off some of the game, had the developers on there talking about it. Apparently, Jade, the original character from the game, is not going to be in Beyond Good and Evil 2. Instead, you're going to be doing a character creator and creating your own character to play the main role.
I'll be the monkey.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, because Jade was, you know, the integral part of the original. And this is kind of continuing the story on.
She was a good character. She was sort of Mother Earth sort of thing, and she cared about people and things. So, yeah, I don't know, but it's a different game. So, Do you know what? It's going to be 10 years before it comes out anyway, so don't worry about it.
That is true. Next little news story, Minecraft. So there was an aquatic update. I did not actually pay attention to the aquatic update. Robin, did you? I know you and your son, I believe, is still a little bit of a Minecrafter. I could be wrong.
Yeah, Minecraft. Well, it's still bloody Fortnite everywhere. But I mean, I think the gist of this is for PC, Xbox, and Xbox One, PS4, and The Switch are the only places you will be able to play these new updates. This is the after this last update, there won't be any more on 360 or Wii or any more updates from that point onwards. So it's moving on to legacy consoles. So
so this kind of got me thinking, because you know, I know we have heard the console makers talking about how, you know, they're not going to support, you know, the consoles are, you know, forward compatible, and every game on the Xbox One will, you know, forever be playable on the next Xbox, that kind of thing. And you know, PS4 has been the same with PS4 Pro. But I kind of wonder if maybe this is kind of that loophole of how they can get around some of that by saying, here's the scenario. I just want to throw this out there. We'll take Microsoft, for example. So they come out with the Xbox 2, and they've got the Xbox One X out there. They've got the old Xbox One, and they come out with Halo 6. And it can play on the new Xbox. It can play on the Xbox One X, and it can play on the Xbox One. But then they come out and they say, now future updates will no longer be supported by Xbox. It'll only be the Xbox One X and the next Xbox that get that update, because they're the only ones powerful enough to do that. Is that maybe how they get through in this transition get to more power?
Yeah, well, I'm fine with that, because I mean, Minecraft and certain games like that are ever evolving, so you will always be able to play the old version of Minecraft on an Xbox 360 or a PS3. but you won't be able to play the new hotness in 3, 4, 5 years' time. I mean, that's okay. I mean, people do that with phones, I suppose. You know, your iPad and your phone will only update so long, and that's it. You can't expect the hardware to keep on going forever and ever and ever.
No, but with the gaming world, or the internet, I should say, that's the way it should be.
Mm.
Nah, they're not being realistic, and that's stupid either. And I bet you loads of them, if they had the choice between playing Minecraft on a PS4 Pro or play it on a PS3, I'm sure they're not screaming to play it on a PS3. I mean, what does it matter?
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
I just think things move on a bit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I would rather them put the money into developing the latest thing for the mainstream of consoles and PCs that are out there than wasting money and time on old backwards compatible stuff that will be only a niche market will want to have that. So move on, you know?
All right. There we go. We're just going to move on.
Sorry. And finally, I mean, there are things, they are talking about this aquatic update and stuff like that there, but they did speak about Minecraft a while ago about bringing 4K and high texture packs and stuff like that there, and they haven't came. And I would love to see Minecraft in with a high texture pack now.
Word on that? I haven't really seen anything.
It's all sort of quiet, you know? But that was talked about last E3 and stuff like that, and there's been no sign of it yet. Right. So.
Steam users, if you like using console gamepads as opposed to mouse and keyboard, and maybe you have an affinity for the Nintendo Switch Pro controller, but you've been out of luck, basically, that Steam does not support that controller up until recent. I guess this past week, the Steam beta came in and announced that they are going to add in support for the Nintendo Switch Pro controller. So that means all three of the big console makers now will have Steam support for their controllers on Steam. So if you have a PlayStation 4 controller that you prefer, you have an Xbox One gamepad, or the Nintendo Switch Pro pad, you now can use those within Steam. Although I think it's still in beta for Steam currently, but I don't know. Kim, is that just a good thing about choices? Is it inevitable?
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, there's always going to be somebody who's going to like one controller over the other. It's just the way it is. So now they have options. So, and now they can use it. Which I guess I always thought you could anyway, because I remember using my Xbox controller on Steam. So,
well, the Xbox controller has been a de facto within the PC community for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the PlayStation 4 controller for a long while still didn't have support through Steam.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the Nintendo Switch Pro controller, that would be a much more new addition. I think probably one of the more curious things about this story is just the realization that Steam is throwing support for these other controllers that absolutely are competition to the Steam controller that they created and came out with that was supposed to be the be-all, end-all for PC use.
Mm-hmm.
And that has not been the case.
Oh, well. Yeah, well, maybe, yeah, I think there's lots of Steam controllers out, but not the same level of controllers as 360 and PS4 and stuff out there. And well, I suppose, yeah. Move on. It's a canonical controller for a PC. Blah.
Well, let's talk about this. Mark, this was your story, so I'm going to let you talk about this.
Yeah, I thought everyone knew about this because there's been quite a lot of publicity. It's even been on the news here on the TV. Twitter have sort of like recommended every user to change their password after an internal leak. So the Twitter's 330 million users have been urged to change passwords after some were exposed in plain text on its internal network. An error in the way the passwords are handled means that some were stored in easily readable forms. Passwords should have been through a procedure called hashing, making them difficult to read, but unfortunately that didn't work for all of them. The bug caused some passwords to be stored before the hashing was completed. But saying it's urged all users to consider change of passwords out of abundance of caution. They're not saying they've been compromised. It was just the potential to be compromised. And now they've got this information out there, you know someone's going to be trying to get these bloody passwords now. So if you have Twitter, I would highly recommend you logging on and changing your password. I haven't done mine yet. I'm a slacker. We need to do a podcast one as well, Robin. So, yeah. They didn't say how many passwords were affected, but it's understood the number was substantial and that they were exposed for several months. So, yeah, the bug was discovered a few weeks ago and reported to some regulators. The chief executive, Jack Dorsey, tweeted that the bug has been fixed. So they have been praised for being open and honest as well by some media outlets. But, yeah, Twitter, change your password.
Yeah, there you go. Change your password. Yeah.
Change your password. Okay, well, yeah.
I think that's it for the news.
Do that. Right at time.
All right. Let us transition to the next sequence, Mark.
Yep. There we go.
Take us down this road.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
That's an old jingle. Jason Johnson hasn't submitted any, unfortunately. I've not got an audio quiz this week, but to tide us over till, I think Nicole's got something in the pipeline and it sounds very exciting. So to tide us over, I've just come up with a bit of a quiz for you guys. It's based on an old one we used, I'm sure it was you guys used to do it when with the original crew. It may have been over 35's crew, I can't remember, it's that old. Basically, I will give you the title of an achievement you have unlocked.
Oh dear.
And you have to then give me the game what that achievement is from. Simple, eh?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah?
Easy.
Yeah, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Right, Robin, this is your first achievement. And if you can't guess it straight away, for a half point, I will tell you the date you got the achievement. So your first one is Star-Crossed Lovers for 50 G's. Star-crossed lovers, 50 G's.
Can we sort of define the time period? Because like there's 11 or 12 years of achievements in there. So, you know, are we talking something like it's really old? Or
2018. I'll give you the year, 2018, this year.
Star-crossed lovers, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nothing.
Do I get to steal?
Yeah, you can get steel.
If Robin doesn't know it, if he's giving up.
No, I don't know.
Go on, Greg.
I'm going to say Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time.
I was thinking that.
I award you no points.
Nope. It was. Yeah. Do you want to have a guess, Kim?
It sounds familiar, but I don't think I know.
It is from Late Shift. The subtitle is More Than Just Friends. That's where you kiss Mei Ling.
Oh, yeah.
Slut.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I kissed her. She liked it. Yeah.
You kissed her because you get the achievement. right, Kim, we'll do we'll do your first one next.
Wouldn't that be brilliant? In real life, you girlfriend.
An achievement pops up.
Bing. Achievement pops up.
Oh, I missed a trick there.
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah, I've missed a trick here.
That would
be
the Ready Player One future right there.
Oh, yeah.
A rare achievement. I'm being kissed. Yeah. Right, Kim. No. Your achievement is Olympus Has Fallen for 25 Gamerscore points, and it was 2017 you got this.
Okay. This has fallen. Was it Gems of War?
Hang on, let me get my right soundboard up. It was Gems of War. I thought I'd catch you out again. Well done, Kim. Yeah.
Game the Kim.
That's where you defeat. Yeah. It's where you defeat a Paragon opponent in Guild Wars, and you got that on the 31st of May 2017. So nearly a year ago. So, yeah, well done, Kim. Better put a one there, haven't we? right, Greg, are you ready for your first one?
I am ready.
It is Now Bring Me That Horizon for 10 G's, and you got that this year.
Whew. Bring me that horizon. This year,
you can get the exact date. No, I'm gonna say you can get the exact date for a half a point, but Oxenfree is wrong. Points,
and may God have mercy on your.
You'll
soul.
Kick yourself. Any ideas, Robin? Kim?
I was too busy watching the guy with the baseball cap behind him. He looked like I was gonna jump up and protect her there any second. No, just get out of here. Just come, get out, go, shoo, get out, you varmint. I just hear and I saying those things. Get out. Can you not see I'm doing stuff here? Get out of this room. Yeah, get out here, you varmint. Get out and give, cut some grass.
Where's my shotgun?
Where's my shotgun? Do you see that raccoon?
You know, yeah.
I was just lip-syncing what you were saying there.
So you don't want to steal a point then? Kim, you any idea on that one?
Which one?
Now bring me that horizon.
God, no, because the only thing I could think of is XCOM 2, and that's probably not it. So,
yeah. Recore, there you go. No. Yes,
you'll kick yourself. I'll play the theme tune.
Can't hear the theme tune.
Yeah, it's slow.
It's silent but deadly.
Yeah,
it was Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves.
I think I've seen that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Back to Robin. The Last Unicorn for 10 G's, and it was 2017 you got this.
The Last Unicorn. Oh, that has to be Forza Horizon and picking up cars or something. Forza Horizon 3, or which was the friggin' one then? I got wrong last time. It's one of the Forza Horizon, the latest Forza Horizon game from 2017.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
No, it wasn't. Anyone else want to have a go?
I'll take a stab. The Witcher 3?
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
No, it's for collecting something. It's a collection. It has to be a collection achievement. You got everything. You picked it all up.
Any ideas, Kim?
No, it's probably Forza, but I don't know which one. So.
No, completely wrong. It is Life is Strange Before the Storm. You complete the optional graffiti, number 3, in episode 1 Awake.
Huh. There you go.
Whatever that means.
Okay.
Yeah, alrighty.
Achievements used to mean a thing.
Yeah.
Right, Kim, here's your second one. Love Turts for 100 G's, and you got it this year.
That was Firewatch.
The Rectamundo. It is Firewatch, and that's for adopting a turtle.
Again on fire.
Two for two.
Kim, yeah, you are winning this year for sure.
Well, this is separate.
And we've even got a hi from Turkey. Hello, Wald Reiter. You're from Turkey.
Yeah, he's quite a regular now. Pops in quite often.
Yeah, hi, big buddy. Good during the chat. Yeah, do you know what, Kim? You're just on fire this year with this stuff. You really are.
I don't know why. Don't ask me. I have no idea.
Right, Greg, are you ready for your last one?
I suppose.
Your achievement is Bon Appetit for 15 G's, and you got it in 2017.
Bon Appetit, baby. Bon Appetit. Thank you. La bonne petite. La chance de lycée.
Maybe have a drop of wine. I'm going to have to play this out.
So I need your answer. You are going to have to play this. After three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move. I can't remember the specific name, but it was something flood. It was the water off
the name. Flame and the flood.
Flame and the flood.
I award you no points.
Nope.
And may God have mercy.
It was not. Anyone want to steal?
I think it was My Little Pony.
I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Any ideas, Kim?
No, none.
It was. Well, I'll tell you what. The subtitle is, You Fed a Body to an Alligator.
Oh, Mafia 3.
Yeah, Mafia 3, yes.
There you go. Well, let's never do that again.
Yeah. I think Kim did so well because she's played a short concentration of games.
Yes.
But yeah, two for two, Kim, well done. Just the other guy's got good. Zip. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for that great quiz, Mark. Really. No, thank you so very, very much.
Really. Anytime.
From Turkey wants to know what we're doing.
We don't know, really. We're just winging it as we go along.
We don't understand either.
Yeah. We did an audio quiz this week. Mark came up with this
wonderful idea.
It was a good attempt at getting us to jog our memories. The sad part is most of us, Kim notwithstanding, are old and not having good memories. Therefore, we failed miserably at that quiz. But we can talk about stuff coming up, such as new releases. Mm-hmm. So, Kim, why don't we talk about some new releases?
Alrighty, will do. Our new releases for May 5th through May 11th are Conan Exiles for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 8th. Thought that was already out, or was it in preview?
It's in preview, yeah. It's coming out officially.
Ah, I see. Destiny 2 Warmind for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC also on the 8th. Last Encounter for the PC, May 8th. Mega Dimension Neptunia VIR for the PS4 on the 8th. Must be another one of them weird games again. Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire for the PC, also on 8th. Let me scroll down here a little bit. There's a big list. Raging Justice for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, also on the 8th. Tacoma for the PS4 on the 8th. AO International Tennis for the PS4, Xbox One, also on the 8th. Sabaria for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 9th. Immortal Redneck, which is also me, is on the Switch for May 10th. Laser League for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC also on the 10th. One Piece Pirate Warriors 3 for the Switch on the 11th. And Warhammer 40,000 Inquisitor Martyr for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 11th. And that's our... Oh, wait, we've got another one. Pilates Simulator? Simulator, really? All right, I don't know what that one's out for, and I probably don't want to know. So,
oh my goodness, anyway. Raging Justice. Okay, so we were talking about Games with Gold earlier on and what was coming, which was that Sega Vintage Collection, which is Streets of Rage. Okay,
yes.
So Raging Justice is a passion project by a man and his wife that we have seen and we've met at Res and EGX over the last few years, and it is friggin' fantastic. If you can pull up some video, Mark, of it, I know it's Raging Justice. It is the definitive new version of Streets of Rage, and you must support these people. I remember seeing them about 2 years ago at EGX. They were there, and his wife was very, very pregnant on the stand. God bless them. And it's just a fantastic, it looks great. I can't wait for this, and I will be supporting these guys. And that's just in a couple of days' time. So,
Rick
yes.
Justice.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the characters, Rick Justice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Nikki Rage. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So definitely worth a buy. Worth a buy.
Yeah, it's very Streets of Rage. Very Streets of Rage. That looks cool.
Incidentally, by the way, Laser League is also on Game Pass. So
it's
worth noting that that launched into Game Pass. So this is another game that is launching on Game Pass that's not a Microsoft IP.
Damn, that Game Pass is just friggin' awesome. It really is an awesome value for anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much stuff.
Wow.
Anyway.
You can use lawnmowers as a ride-on weapon in Raging Justice.
Oh, that sells the game right there. Yeah. Right there.
I'm sold. Day one, baby.
All right. Let us shift gears. Robin. Victories achieved. Let's talk some victories.
Victories achieved. What is it? Damn it, I'm going to tell you all about Victories Achieved. It's this brand new thing that's been running for 5 years. It's fabulous, and if you haven't heard about it before, it's brilliant. What you've got to do is finish your games. That's it. You've spent money on them. Finish them. And when you finish them, we'll reward you with things and money and fame and fortune. You'll never look back.
So what you have to do is when you finish your game to the credits, when it's scrolling up, you stand in front of your TV screen and take a photograph, a selfie on one of those mobile phone things they're catching on. And what you do is you take that smiling face of yourself and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast. We'll be changing our password on that soon. And that's on Twitter with a hashtag victory achieved. That's the hash little gate sign, victory achieved. And you'll get entered into a draw. And that draw runs from the 1st of April, not joking, until the 30th of June. And you'll be in the draw to win $20, £15 for a gift card for PSN, for XBL, for Steam, for Nintendo, for anything you want. And you can buy more games and get entered again. And you can enter as many times as you want. It's brill. It's cool. So do it. And the people that finish their games and they're automatically entered into the draw is the man who's finishing games left, right, and center this year, Denek TQ Luis Raimondo, finished Dear Esther. He stayed awake. Fraser Moo, he finished Golf Story, and I believe that's on a Switch. Did Fraser it is, buy a
yeah.
Switch?
Yeah, it's on a Switch.
Duke Scath, he finished Super Meat Boy again. He certainly likes his meat, does Eric? He likes to get that meat hot and red.
He loves the beef.
Luis Raimondo Denok also finished Hitman Go. And this is so cute. Kyle Adams Adamski and Tinkerbell Kate. They finished Overcooked together. Aww. They got hot and steamy in the kitchen. Lovely.
And they're getting married soon, aren't they?
No.
Oh, I thought they were.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I think they are.
Getting married in June, yeah. Not long to go, next month.
Wow, sorry, I didn't realise, Kyle. I didn't realise you were living in sin. Get married quickly. You're going to hell. Okay, all right. Congratulations, well, everybody. Congratulations. And for that, you get this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved. Never get tired of hearing my own voice there. All right. Look, if you've been listening to this so far, then you may be wondering why. But you also may be thinking, how could I listen to this live, especially if you're listening to this on iTunes or Stitcher or something like that? So here's the simple answer. You could be part of the conversation every week. We broadcast every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, and 6 p.m. on Easter Island. So there you go. All you have to do is log into twitch.tv/OC podcast, go to mixer.com/OC podcast, or go to youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast, and you can take part live. We put our listeners front and center because, honestly, it is all about the community with us. So yeah, come take part. And if you can't, if you are one of those that listens to iTunes, you know, through iTunes or Stitcher, and you just can't be bothered to tune in to take part live, that's okay. Do what some of our other listeners did this past week and leave us an iTunes review, leave us a Stitcher review. Yeah, you know, put us up on YouTube and say, hey, maybe they're worth a listen. And I mean, if you really think we're not worth a listen, you know, hey, do what you got to do. We're not afraid of it. We stand behind the quality of the show. We have never once asked for a listener for money, except for that one time we did a major shakedown. But outside of that, this is free to you because we love our community. That's what it boils down to. If you like clubs, I've got good news for you. Mark, are you into clubs?
I love the clubs. I like setting them up as well.
Caveman.
I like setting them up and then not checking them for updates and going back.
And then you are the right man for this job, Mark. Let's talk about some clubs. Why don't you walk us through some clubs?
We have a club on the Xbox One, the OC Podcast Club. We have a community on PS4, which is called OC Podcast Community. We have a group on Steam called OC Podcast. Surprise, surprise, eh? And we are on Discord. It's a future. We have an OC Podcast server on Discord. If you want to join that, the future Discord server, just click on this link. It's discord.ocpod.com. And it's not that busy in there, chatty wise, and there's some rooms in there for you to talk if you're playing PC games. But yeah, get involved with the community. We can start up a new thread and have some interactions for the podcast if you want. So yeah, give us some ideas. Get it going again. It's a bit stale at the moment.
Get involved. Yeah. That is the key. Get involved. And also, Mark, I would love to hear some sexy tones. Sexy tones.
Sexy tones. Oh. Yeah, no sexy problem. Tones. Here we go. Oh, no, sorry, you meant this, didn't you?
Yes.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Surprise, motherfucker.
All right. Well, that kind of brings us to the end of the show.
We want to.
Yeah. It's time. It's time to close things down a little bit. Robin, why don't you start out the shout outs?
If
you would mind, maybe real quickly, Robin, a little interaction with Waldrider. He was asking some questions around Game of the Year contenders. Maybe we could talk about that real quickly and then tie that into your shout outs.
Well, so Game of the Year contenders, definitely the backwards compatible version of Aliens Colonial Marines.
No.
Definitely will be up for a Game of the Year this year.
No.
Do you realize how much collector's editions of Aliens Colonial Marines now go for on eBay? Unbelievable.
Boring. You ain't nothing.
Sometimes I regret actually making suggestions on this show.
So I suppose the two runners for Game of the Year this year will be God of War, which is supposed to be fabulous and fantastic. Not open world, but a very good progression on the God of War franchise.
I'm hoping the birthday fairies bring that next week for me.
No, it'll a bus pass for you, Mark.
And a Zimmer frame.
So we've got God of War. Red Dead Redemption 2 probably will be fighting it out this year. I really don't know what else other quadruple A stuff there is.
No, Far Cry 5 with a terrible ending. It started off so well that isn't even going to make my top 5. I wouldn't have thought this year. So that's out of the window, and I can't really think of anything else what's come out this year what's blown me away.
Waldrider, he's also said that A Way Out is sort of on his radar there as far as indie stuff is concerned, and I suppose it might grab something for original gameplay or something like that couch co-op type thing. I wonder what's coming up on the indie scene as well there, which is going to catch our eye. I don't know. So yeah, I suppose the biggies are Red Dead and God of War, and of course, Aliens.
I will throw this out there that I think indie games absolutely can win Game of the Year. That was kind of a question that was posed.
Yeah, look at Hellblade.
Can it happen? Absolutely. Yeah, look at Hellblade. Look at Limbo.
Yeah,
I think Limbo made a lot of people's Game of the Year. Best game. So I don't necessarily know it's going to be AAA, a AAA game that's going to have to try and beat out God of War. It could be an indie game. We've seen it happen before. God of War clearly is the front runner as it stands right now. By all accounts, it is an extremely polished game. It remade the series in a meaningful way that I think has resonated with a lot of game reviewers. So I think the games media definitely has this on a pedestal right now as the game to beat. Red Dead Redemption 2, I think just by the gravitas of Rockstar and what they've done in the past, the expectations that it's going to be that good is the game that people think can compete with it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot unannounced so far.
There's something else coming out this year what I'm really excited for, and that's another PS4 exclusive, and that's a new Spider-Man game.
Yeah, that's got potential
for being great. And also, I've just had it on the tip of my tongue. There was another game coming out what may be really good. I forgot what it is now. Shit.
Yeah, well, Indie Wise, I mean, Forgotten Anne is something I'm very much looking forward to. It looks like a fabulous game, very, very wonderful. I mean, the premise is pretty much you're in a world where everything that's forgotten goes to. So Cabbage Patch dolls go to there and stuff like that, and you're forgotten and you end up going to this world, and it is a beautiful little game. There's going to be some cracking little indie games there as well. So, yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. You just never know what's round the corner. Anyway,
that's true.
Let's get out of here. Nicole, she's had a pretty hard time this week as far as one of her pupils had passed away from her in her school, and very, very sad. A young'un that was taken too soon. So, Nick, we're sorry to hear that. For me, thanks, guys. Love being on the show. It's nice, relaxing, and not hosting. It is, too. It is, yeah. So you can get me at Bungo the Sane. Watch Judith and I's fun stuff that goes on every Wednesday evening. You'll get us on Facebook at Robin Tate, or go to our blog at bongosbits.com, and you can get us there. And just for me, just a little thing. So the most important thing on your list to do tomorrow, the thing that you've been avoiding doing, the phone call, the bill that has to get paid, the prickly thing that you don't want to do, do it tomorrow morning first thing. Get up, do it. You'll feel better for it. Anyway, Mark.
You can get me on Twitter after I've changed my password, at Markanix. I'm also Markanix on all the gaming platforms, whether it be Xbox Live, PSN, Steams and everything. So yeah, hit me up on there. I want to shout out my lovely wife Jenny. She's bought me the tickets for Avengers Infinity War on Wednesday, and I can't wait. So I'll be talking about that next week, no spoilers though. And also I want to shout out Duke and Chinny, because we did a Far Cry 5 spoiler cast the other day, which is now published on our feed, so that was really good as well. So yeah. Over to you, Kim.
Did Eric give an opinion?
He did, yeah. Yeah, he did. We went quite in depth in it. It's a shame, really, because it was over an hour long, and we seem to rag on the game a lot, but there are a lot of good points to the game, which we do talk about. But yeah, there's a lot to pick out of it. So yeah, if you've played the game, give it a listen. If you've not finished it yet, hang on, because there's a lot of spoilers. Yeah, over to you, Kim.
Alrighty, yeah, that's me. You can find me at GamerGirl27. That's Xbox, that's Twitter, and a slight variation on PlayStation. If you want to find me on there, give me a shout, because I'm not going through the whole darn thing. I'm going to shout out our Shatters, as a matter of fact. And I have a list here. It was a small group, but a good group, nonetheless. There was Electrical Skateboard, Slow Cool, Starve for Help, and Wald Rider TR. So thanks for showing up and chatting with us. And I want to shout out you guys, as normal. Can't remember. It's been a couple weeks since I've been on. I can't remember. I know it's been a week anyway. So, it was fun to be back again. And, you know, we didn't get drowned out by the lawnmower, my father yelling at the lawnmower. So, hey, that was good, too. And, have a good week. And the story of Squirt will probably continue. So keep an eye on Twitter and Instagram and all that. And who knows? We'll see. How about you there, Tank Top?
Well, the story of Squirt that'll resonate with me. I want to thank the three of you. Thanks you, taking the time, podcasting. It's always fun talking to you guys. Thanks to the listeners. As Kim mentioned, it really is all about you guys. So we do really appreciate the interaction, the continued support. Mark, happy pre-birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
You are as old as you look.
thanks.
Shout out to your dog, Jester. I'm happy to hear that Jester's doing fine.
Yeah, so. Jasper's fine as well, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Jester. I had Jester in my head. Maybe you should change your dog's name.
Yeah, yeah. You've been watching too much Top Gun, haven't you?
That's what came to mind, too. That's the best part. I was going to make a joke about Jester being dead, and I thought that was not in good form. I'm like, all right. Anyway, enough of that. Look, it's time to go. We really need to go. I'm punch drunk. I'm tired. I'm thirsty and hungry. It's all a bad combination. Thanks for listening to the show. Come back next week, because it'll be a new mix of us. Probably not Robin, I believe. maybe Mark, maybe me, maybe Nicole, maybe not Kim, maybe even Phil. Who knows? But come back. Listen then. And thank you. And that's it. Mark, roll tape.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.